Okay, it's my turn. I could go on for hours. I've been doing disarmament actions and other protest forms for many years. The war is not over. The war's not stopped at all, you know. Whether they're still sending planes in and dropping bombs is irrelevant. People are going to die from the very air they breathe. Depleted uranium is...
Speak up a bit, please.
I'm trying. Depleted uranium is genocide. It's worse than Hiroshima. It's 10 million times worse. And I know I've been there too, and I've been doing anti-nuclear work for many years. I live at Faslane Peace Camp in Scotland. I came to Ireland and I was horrified that the American military and the British military were using Shannon Airport in a so-called neutral country to carry on their terror in Iraq. If Shannon Airport had been closed, the next airport would have been Prestwick, which is not too far from my home, you know. That would have been taken care of, so to speak. But I make no excuses for our symbolic action at Shannon, and I don't even care if people agree with it. To be honest, it's what was good for me at the time, and it's still good for me. And if it made people angry, then fine. At least they start thinking about what the hell was going on. You're taught to conform, not to think, not to question. You have a constitution here. You have a neutral country that seemingly is going for peace. If you're going for peace, why let a foreign military come through your civilian airports carrying bombs and guns? If we had been terrorists, there would be no Shannon, there'd be no Limerick, and Ireland would be in a bloody mess. Literally, so to speak. People are still going to die in Iraq. That needs to be remembered and worked upon. People need to go with their heart and you know, there is no bravery in doing a symbolic action like this. The only bravery is taking the first step and defying what you've been taught to believe and asking questions. Don't think, you know, linearly. Think in a different way. We're all people. We put these people, these governments that make these decisions without even asking, we put them there. We allow them to do it. Tony Blair went through hell. I think he should be put out of office. I don't believe in governments as such, but I do believe in a system. But he didn't speak for the people of Britain, and I don't think Bertie spoke for the people of Ireland when he continually agreed in it. I was in prison for 11 weeks. I saw Bertie still agreeing the use of Shannon on American TV, Sky TV in jail. It's amazing. They try to brainwash you. It's quite mad. But you just, you know, you've nothing else to do. They don't give you anything else to do in prison because everything's in the men's side. They got Tai Chi in a library and everything. We had Sky TV, for God's sakes, you know. But so you watch it, you end up watching it, you know, and it's horrible. It's obscene, really. And, you know, Bertie's out opening pubs and the people love him. Wonderful. At the same time, he's going over to other countries and he's lying. Ireland may be asked to take part underneath the Nice Treaty in a so-called peacekeeping force in Iraq, which means your sons and your husbands, maybe even your daughters if they're allowed in the Irish military, may be sent over to Iraq on a so-called peacekeeping force underneath the UN. Do you really think they're not going to be armed? Do you really think there won't be more troops? The only reason Shannon was used was because it was just that little bit closer and they could refuel there, which means they could carry more weight. They could carry more bombs. It's documented in Ed Horrigan's case. There was cruise missiles and daisy cutters coming through Shannon. Those planes landed in that airport, you know. I'm shocked. And, well, it just angered me and probably made me sad enough to do in this country what I've been doing in my own country for many, many years now. And we could, if they find us guilty in the circuit court, maximum 10 years. 10 years in Limerick's probably going to be the end of us, but, you know, jail is easy, you know. Jail is, they're only locking up your body, they're not locking up your mind or your spirit. These people here did something a lot harder, which was place themselves in a position there with the people, you know. That would mean, I don't know how you said it, you know. It's quite amazing. And what we did was nothing compared to that. But every single person needs to think and needs to educate themselves on what's actually happening out there. You know, our prime ministers and our so-called leaders in governments are not doing things for the benefit of the people. It's for greed, power, money. It's got nothing to do with people. It's to do with positions in a global little... It's like a little group that, you know, they're all fighting to be top boss and top man. We're all human beings. It shouldn't be like that at all. So, there you go.